Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Unemployment may be at record lows and growth at a sustainable pace, but SMEs have been feeling the heat from a series of new costs on employment, including higher minimum wages, as well as holiday and sickness pay. The government says it's going to make things easier, especially on the PRSI side of things. But is it becoming too expensive to hire people in Ireland? The Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Peter Burke, is on the line. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Joe.
Are you confident that the measures that you've introduced in the last 2 weeks or so, including some relaxation of PRSI contributions for employers, will mitigate the surge in costs for small businesses?
Yes, I think this is a very strong package to bring forward to support businesses. There are 15 separate intervention points contained within the package. One, as you mentioned, is in relation to PRSI. And what that will do is to ensure as well into the future that any recommendations that are brought forward by the Low Pay Commission in relation to the increase in the living wage, that those who are on the minimum wage will not be paying the higher rate of PRSI. I think that's very important in terms of the cost of employment into the future. But we have a number of other measures which are also very important in relation to sustainability, like our energy grants, which are trying to assist businesses with the cost of LED lighting, refrigeration costs, upgrading their kitchens. Again, that can improve your utility bills every month in terms of cash flow, reducing it by up to €1,000 and indeed more in some cases. And we also obviously have a number of measures in the innovation piece, trying to encourage partnerships with tertiary education to ensure that we are really speaking to the startup hub, and Ireland is always trying to improve how businesses go about their practices. So we have a number of measures, and I really do believe that under the current budgetary framework that I was operating under, which we were always very honest at the very outset, I think this will really support businesses in the medium term. And obviously we're watching now the horizon to the budget.
Yeah, we have a lot of SMEs on this programme, and some of them say that there's often a disincentive for some people to work. For example, we got a message from a lady with seven dry cleaners in the west of Ireland who gave an employee a pay rise. But the employee said if she took the pay rise, she would have to lose her medical card and she'd have to drop down to 4 days a week. And then she was told by Intreo that if she dropped to 3 days a week, she might get a housing assistance payment. So in other words, there are so many assistance for the less well paid that there's a disincentive to work for some SMEs.
I don't think that really demonstrates, if you look at the labour market at the moment, that it's actually true to some extent, but not the whole picture. If you look at, we've about over 2.7 million people employed in our country at the moment. That's up over 50,000 in the last 12 months. And what that shows is that the labour market is very strong. Unemployment is at under 5% since January 2022, and that has been consistent. So you're talking about a very small amount of people who are currently on the live register. And we have a number of job activation measures, which we've brought forward a new strategy on Pathways to Work this week with Minister Heather Humphreys, trying to ensure that we have huge stimulation policies to encourage people off the live register and into employment. I think we're doing that quite well because the proof is in the evidence that are consistently under 5% since January 2022. And secondly, I think it's very important that we work into the future in trying to ensure that we have the skills for sectors that are feeling an acute need. And obviously we're reviewing the permit system as well to ensure that those skills can be brought in outside the exclusive economic zone where they are needed.
The permit scheme is very important, but I just wonder how much of an effort do you think employers make to get staff here in Ireland and the European Union? Or do they just straight away just place an ad in an obscure newspaper and then hire them from outside the European Union?
No, I think they make very significant efforts. And if you look at what we've brought
forward... And do you police it?
If you look at what we brought forward this week with Minister Heather Humphreys, we have brought forward a new measure to encourage people to take employees off the live register who are long-term unemployed. We have a €10,000 bonus for employers to do that. And absolutely in relation to the permit system, if someone is seeking employment and they claim they cannot get it within our economy currently, they have to prove that and demonstrate that in their application for the permit process. And that's very, very onerous because you have to really demonstrate that that position isn't available in the Irish economy. You have to show proof of that and evidence in the permit application process. So I'm very confident that that is pretty robust at the moment.
Enda Kenny's goal a decade ago was to make Ireland the best small country in the world to do business. Some SMEs may worry that that is not the case.
Well, I think, again, Joe, you always come back to evidence. We, at the moment, have an economy that there are 10 businesses starting in Ireland right now for every one that goes into liquidation. We have a very solid SME sector. They employ 70% of the people right across our economy, drive so much economic activity in our communities. And that's what we're very attuned to as a government, to support SME sector, because we know how valuable they are to us as a government. And since I was appointed Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, I have really been listening to all the sector and really showing that how much value they are, and that we are creating an environment, a fertile environment for businesses to grow and prosper. And I always back up what I say by evidence. If you look at incorporations, as I said, through the company registration office, they're through the roof at the moment, and we want that to continue.
You were at the launch of the Google report into artificial intelligence this week and how Ireland could benefit from it. But it is lagging behind many of its northern European neighbours. Amazon came out this week and said that EU regulations could stymie the entire continent when it comes to AI adoption and monetization. Does that worry you?
Well, I think there's huge opportunity in the AI Act, but Europe obviously has to be careful because we are the regulator as well. So we have to ensure that we have adequate safeguards within the Act through the European regulator. And secondly, that we don't stymie in any way innovation, because we have to really ensure we take all the opportunity that AI presents. And there is huge opportunity in healthcare and education and business that we can use to make our economy more competitive and ensure that we have a very strong value proposition in Ireland. As I said in Google that day, we are home to 8 of the 10 top IT companies in the world. We're the second largest exporter of ICT services in the world. And we really have to ensure that we have a strong regulatory environment to give certainty for all those companies. I think that's the first thing that's so important. And secondly, that we really encourage innovation and ensure that companies can grow using this as a competitive edge, because there's a huge amount in artificial intelligence that we can use to our benefit in the economy. I think we get that piece quite well, demonstrating we're walking a very tight rope. You have to be ensuring that you have the safeguards, but also you're encouraging the innovation.
And finally, Minister, do you worry that the Dublin Stock Exchange is going to become effectively moribund? So many companies are delisting from Dublin and going to the United States, which means that some companies aren't getting the investment, the support, the VC investment that they could get.
Well, I know my colleagues in the Department of Finance are working very hard to ensure that doesn't happen. We need to ensure that the capital pool is significant within the stock exchange in Ireland that attracts new business in. We have a very strong, fertile environment to do that, but we have to ensure our value proposition, that we're competitive. When you look at other stock exchanges around the world, it is a very contested marketplace, and our colleagues in the Department of Finance are working on policies to ensure that we retain as much as possible and have a robust stock exchange here in Ireland.
Minister, thank you for joining us. That's the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Mr. Peter Burke.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.